Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm not very big on Twitter. I don't do a lot on Twitter. My account had been hacked early on, and so I regrew whatever Twitter following I had, and I just don't use it that much. I'll post something once in a while. And I've just never understood the attraction to it, because I liked Facebook. Facebook I got involved with really easily. But I was at a birthday party years ago, and one of the moms said, "Hey, guys, my brother has a new platform. Everybody sign on to it. My brother has a platform, and it's called Twitter." And I'm like, "All right, I'll find it. It's like a bird." Yeah, like a tweet. And I did, and I was like, but you only have X number of characters, and it's hard to post pictures, and I just never, for some reason, it just didn't work for me. Well, I got to tell you, man, Twitter has been pretty annoying to many of us, and now pretty controversial, where even if you want to ignore what's going on with Twitter, you can't. And the drama that has unfolded over the past few weeks is something that I wouldn't have even think would have dominated news cycles. But the latest headline is the FBI, according to New York Post, paid Twitter $3.4 million for doing its dirty work on users. This is according to an email. And an email has shown that the FBI was giving Twitter money, and it's taxpayer money, to ban accounts that were largely linked to conservative voices and target so-called foreign influence operations. Now, this is the latest installment of the Twitter files. I think the seventh installment or eighth, I don't know. So in an email dated February 10th, 2021, an unidentified Twitter employee told then Deputy General Counsel Jim Baker and then General Counsel Sean Eggett that we have collected $3.4 million since October 2019. The email, published by independent journalist Michael Schlellenberger, explained that Twitter's Safety, Content, and Law Enforcement Scale Division had instituted a reimbursement program in exchange for devoting staff hours to processing requests from the FBI. The message added that Twitter had opted not to exercise its right of reimbursement prior to October 2019. They didn't say why, but after 2019, they collected the dough. The email notes that the funds will be used by Twitter on, quote, law enforcement-related projects, including LE training, tooling, etc. So the reports by Schellenberger and fellow independent journalist Matt Tybee and Barry Weiss have revealed extensive collaboration and employee overlap between Twitter and the FBI, who Tybee reported last week treated the social media company as a subsidiary and repeatedly reported quote-unquote supposed information. This is in the sixth installment of the Twitter files, and Tybee revealed that the Bureau was so aggressive in sending Twitter possible violative content to review that an employee described one set of materials as a monumental undertaking that required several colleagues to pitch in and help. So, apparently, Twitter got funds. Now, I get, on one end of things, that if Twitter is unaware of what's happening with China or Russia and FBI knows of a threat, I understand there's going to be communication. That doesn't shock me that there's going to be communication. But censoring and going after conservative-leaning hosts, that reeks of deep state stink fraud. It's bad. It's very, very bad. And as we spoke about with misinformation, what was misinformation construed as misinformation in 2020 has been proven correct time and time again. A lot of people got their voices censored, especially right before the 2020 election. And that's just not cool. And that's not America. And so I understand there's going to be some people saying, well, of course the FBI talks to Twitter. Of course the FBI is going to pay them, you know, for their time and reviewing materials. And no, the FBI doesn't have to pay. The FBI doesn't have to pay. As courtesy, the FBI is telling Twitter, look, some of these things we think are coming from China. We think some of these accounts are from the Far East agents. You might want to review. That's Twitter's job. Nobody should be paying Twitter to do their job. Why was there $3.5 million paid? So that really stinks, and it's a shame, especially since one of the reasons why I don't or I haven't done a lot with Twitter is because I did feel that sense of shadow banning, rejection to be considered somebody in the media. When you have a nationally syndicated host, or when you have a nationally syndicated show, they're in multiple cities, multiple states, and you can't get verified, yet they'll verify a producer in a liberal TV station that has, you know, hardly any followers, you start to wonder, you know, come on, what's going on here? And so, you know, I noticed things were, in, you know, am I going to pay $11 a month to be verified? No, because I don't use Twitter that much. I don't care. Also, Elon Musk might not be hanging around. So Elon Musk is going to step down after he posted a poll, and the poll asked him to step down. He posted a poll and said he would abide by the results. 57.5 votes were yes for him stepping down as the head. He could still own it, but in terms of running Twitter, 57.5 said yes, he should step down. 42.5 were against him stepping down. Over 17.5 million people voted. Now, you know, I find that interesting because, man, Elon Musk has definitely shed some light on some really interesting facts about Twitter. And so I hope he still stays around because I love the education and I love the knowledge and, you know, whatever we had suspected, he's proving. So I hope he's still around, but does he need to run it? Does he need to get his butt back over there to Tesla? Does he need to be working on SpaceX? You know, whatever he wants to do, power to him. But I'm very frustrated that everything we suspected, everything we said, and I am not a conspiracist. I am just an average American saying, hey, guys, something doesn't seem right. We were denied, not true, nobody's censoring, nobody's showing bias towards one, you know, side or another. We keep being proven right. And nobody does anything, and nobody admits it. Nobody's admitting it. Nobody's even covering and why is our taxpayer money going to, I don't want my tax dollars going to Twitter. I need tax dollars going to hospitals and medication. 1-877-DOCTOR-LEY. A fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Doc-a-dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so every year in the news, we hear about how porn is being used more and more. We get porn stats from Pornhub. We have a senator, Josh, is it Josh Hawley? Who had told guys to put down the porn and go ask a girl out. In fact, it's an interesting quote. I want to give you guys this one. Let me see if I can find it here. Senator Josh Hawley, Republican from Missouri, had said, young men, let me make a suggestion to you. This was on, I think, his Twitter account. It was a clip. Why don't you turn off the computer and log off the porn and go ask a real woman on a date? How about that? It's just a thought. Ask her out. He says, young men, why don't you be the ones to do the asking? How about that? Don't wait for her. You go ask. Show her a little respect, and then you take her out and you treat her right. How about that? He says, don't make her cater to your whims. Treat her right. Treat her like what she is, a woman, a person of incredible significance created in the image of God. So that went viral. A lot of people are talking about it. But one thing that I've noticed, and we had just spoken about how many of us as adults reminisce about our childhood, and we miss our childhood, and we miss, and we might be envious of our kids. I'm not envious of my kids. I think, and they're boys, dating in this day and age sucks. Now, I've been married. I'm going to be celebrating my anniversary this week. Married 26 years. I was talking to my husband about that, too. I don't know how he puts up with me, man. You know, and in fact, he goes, you know, I will almost have been married longer than unmarried. For me, that's true. I've been married longer than being single. And being single was different years ago. Now, I could ask somebody out. They could ask me out. We go out. Things weren't that expensive. Sadly, some things could have happened, you know, from a, you know, assault standpoint. But, you know, dates for the most part were fun. Dates were exciting. Dates were doable. And if I was dating somebody, I wouldn't make them pay all the time. Right? So nowadays, it's a little scarier. I talk to my boys about this all the time. Luckily, my boy, one of my boys has the most amazing, amazing girlfriend. And the other one is dating, but he's not in a significant relationship like my older one is. And when I would talk to them earlier, before, you know, about dating, they really schooled us on all the concern. And I would actually school them saying, guys, be careful. Okay? You know, if you now try to go to second base or third base, that could be considered assault. But I know, Mom. I know. Somebody got in trouble because on a date, they were kissing, making out. She wanted him to touch her boobie. Then she said the next day she didn't. Well, that scares the average teenage boy, the average young man. They don't want to have a experience just to be accused of something and their whole career out the window, possibly them thrown in jail. And so when you hear the senator say, look, get off the porn and go ask a girl out on a date, what he's bringing up is something that was more, you know, 1950, you know, the way he talks about, you know, treat her right, you ask her out, treat her right, you know, spoilers. It's a little different these days. You know, you try to go to an Outback steakhouse, right, Outback for a date, you're going to be spending some bucks. That's a lot of money for a Friday night or a Saturday night. You try to do movies, dinner, movies, and then going for ice cream afterwards. That could be a $150 night. The average person doesn't have that money. Then there's, as I said, all these concerns of, well, consent. You know, she's giving me consent, but how do I prove this when she later says she didn't? Or he later says he didn't? This is not easy. And so when you start to see that more men are dating less, and they're like, you know what, I'm fine, got my porn, going to watch the game later, I'm good, going to save myself, okay, some money, not get myself into a world of heap of trouble. You know, it's an issue. I've been asked, you know, by individuals, how do you find a safe girl to date? Not safe in terms of no STDs. That would be safe, right? Somebody without STDs. Now is how to find somebody to date that you could be with and not be accused of something later. This is a threat to the dating community. Now, mind you, I get it. There's a lot of assaults. There's a lot of assaults, and there's a lot of things that have been done on dates that should have never been done. And so the Me Too movement has allowed people to say, look, this stuff happens. Be careful out there, and you know, you could be a victim without realizing it, and it allowed victims to be able to speak about it and to grieve and to overcome and to help recover. So I get that, and I appreciate what that movement does. But on the flip side, society's like, why aren't men out there asking people out? Why aren't men out there dating? Even if there's no makeout session, a guy alone with a girl puts him at such liability these days that many of them don't want to do it. So what I've been telling people is, look, first and foremost, be around other people as often as you can and get as much evidence and documentation and a paper trail as you can. So if you guys are all going to the game, go to the game together. If you're all driving together, make sure there's witnesses, make sure there's other people. And then if you are very new in the relationship, maybe think twice about sleeping with them date one. Maybe wait until you've dated and you've gotten to know each other. And there's that trust. And there's that establishment on social media with witnesses that you guys are dating. Now, just because you're dating doesn't mean that you're going to be clear of assault. Some people want to wait till they're married, or some people, you know. So you still have to be careful, but it allows you to very slowly advance the physical type relationship without getting accused or getting in trouble. And it's a scary time for people. I get it. It's scary. And the headlines are making it look like all people want to do is watch porn and be isolated. And, you know, well, look at what the average 25 to 30-year-old man is facing. Not only assault charges, but pregnancy and unwanted pregnancy. They might not want to have a baby mama. They might not want to get themselves into, or a female, might not want to get themselves into a situation where now they have a baby and they might not have a family unit to help take care of that baby. Many people don't have a secure income or a secure career path. So for them to decide to now, you know, dating, you know, one side might just want to date to get some sex. The other side might be hoping there's dating because of relationships. Well, if your average 25-year-old is like, I really don't want a long-term relationship. I really don't want marriage. I don't want to be spending a lot of money, and I don't want to be getting myself in trouble if they said I did something that I didn't. No wonder they're going for porn. It's easier. So we do, you know, get a little nervous that we might have a very unenthusiastic younger population that doesn't, that might not procreate, and we might have less fewer babies and a smaller population later as a result of this, and that might be the natural evolution of things. But I wouldn't blame porn as to why people aren't dating. I blame all the other societal pressures, and porn is an outlet. Porn is an option. Not to mention there's a bunch of other things, like those fleshlights, and there's all sorts of things that people can buy, and they're funny looking. My son showed me one. Gosh, oh my gosh, who is it? It's an actor, and it has this, oh my gosh, and then you can get one, it's really funny. And so there's, I mean, it's for all flavors and all sorts of things that people want. So, you know, do we have a public health crisis with as much porn as we have? I don't know. As long as you're not hurting yourself, chafing yourself, the kids aren't getting exposed, you're not trying to recreate some of the disgusting sort of actions you see and force your partner to do that stuff that they don't want to do, I don't see a problem with porn. I think people watching porn, it's fine. That's what you want to do. But I do worry that there's not a lot of incentives to date. It's expensive. There's a lot of liability. There's, you know, it's not easy for the average young person these days. 1-877-DOCTOR.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky is in the capital, the U.S. capital, where he is set to meet with President Biden at the White House and deliver an address to a joint session of Congress today. This as lawmakers continue work on the federal spending bill, which will dedicate billions more for Ukraine in its war with Russia. That massive winter storm continues its trek across the USA, and it's not just the heartland that's in for a deep freeze. This according to National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovic.
The cold air is going to be moving rapidly southward over the next 24 to 48 hours. So it will clear through all of Texas by late in the day on Thursday, and then actually all through Florida by Friday.
To the north, Minnesota's under a blizzard warning for what the Weather Service calls impossible and life-threatening travel. And flying is getting tougher. More than 300 cancellations today across the USA. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Joanna asks, what is my favorite Christmas movie of all time? So my answer is always Die Hard, and that always makes people mad because I just think of Die Hard as a Christmas movie. And I understand it's not like Home Alone, you know, where it's about coming home for Christmas and all that, but it is. That's takes place during Christmas. The bad guy says, ho, ho, ho. Wait, Hans Gruber. There's a hero in it, John McClane. A lot of Christmas lights, Christmas tree, Christmas party. So my favorite, it's also one of my favorite movies of all time, is Die Hard. I understand a lot of people don't agree with that. I do like Home Alone. I like Elf. I don't know if I would say those are my favorite. And it's interesting, there's always these lists that are out there. Rotten Tomatoes rates movies. They have the 100 best Christmas movies of all times. So for those of you trying to look for a movie that you could see, they rate the number one Christmas movie as Meet Me in St. Louis. Meet Me in St. Louis, Louis. I didn't know it was a Christmas movie. I think I saw it as a kid. I know Judy Garland's and I don't know much about it. But apparently that's a Christmas movie. The Shop Around the Corner came in number two. That's, I think, also an old movie with James Stewart. Miracle on 34th Street. I haven't seen that. I've heard of that with Maureen O'Hara. That was, wasn't she also in Paint Your Wagons? So I don't know much about these old movies, but that apparently is a big one. So I want to watch that because I finally saw It's a Wonderful Life, and I was blown away at how good that was. So I think I want to see that, an old movie. So Miracle on 34th Street comes in number three, according to Rotten Tomatoes. Tangerine. That is, I guess, considered, I don't know anything about that. Claws with Jason Schwartzman and J.K. Simmons. That was number five. The Nightmare Before Christmas came in number six. The Nightmare Before Christmas was, I think it was a cartoon. Little Women comes in number seven. Die Hard, there we go. Die Hard number eight. Thank you. Carol comes in number nine, and number 10 was It's a Wonderful Life. So I don't know. I don't know a lot of these movies. Then came the 1994 version of Little Women, The Apartment, Arthur Christmas, Tokyo Godfathers. A Christmas Story comes in number 15. Christmas Story came out in the 80s. I read that it wasn't that popular. It didn't get good ratings. And then it's now one of the biggest Christmas classics. I don't think I've seen the movie in full, but I've seen snippets of it, and my husband loves A Christmas Story. Rare Exports, A Christmas Tale came in number 16. The Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special. I had no idea. That's out. That came out number 17. Edward Scissorhands, number 18. Jingle Jangle, number 19. Better Watch Out, number 20. Now, another movie I liked during Christmas time that had a Christmas theme was Trading Places. And I was thinking the other day, Trading Places should be considered a Christmas movie. That made number 21 on Rotten Tomatoes. Gremlins also takes place during Christmas. That came in at 22. A Christmas Tale, 23. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. Elf came in number 25. I thought Elf was a good job for a Christmas movie. I thought Elf was good. It just, it gets annoying. And Will Ferrell is a fantastic actor and comedian, but I think he over-yells in his movies. And I think he overplayed it, but he did a fantastic job, and it's a good movie. I'll watch Elf every season. Happiest Season, don't know much about that. While You Were Sleeping. That has Sandra Bullock. I don't know much about that. That movie I know was a hit in the 90s. Batman Returns, number 28 for a Christmas movie. Batman Returns, that's the one with Danny DeVito. That's considered a Christmas movie. That, I don't know. The Man Who Invented Christmas, Bad Santa. Bad Santa's funny. A Christmas Story, Christmas is the remake, or not a remake, but the Christmas Story coming back. I haven't seen that. White Christmas from 1954 comes in 32. Anna the Apocalypse. The Muppet Christmas Carol. I'm not a big Muppet Show fan. I love Sesame Street. Didn't like the Muppets. So I don't want to, you know, so let's see where the Santa Claus, everybody says I need to see. I haven't seen that with Tim Allen. That came in number 38, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. I remember watching that as a kid, and I did not like the Grinch. I wasn't a big Dr. Seuss fan. I think my problem with Dr. Seuss was the rhymes were fine. I really didn't care much about the rhymes, but I didn't like the illustrations. It wasn't, I don't know, Dr. Seuss was, I wasn't a big reader. I didn't really love books. I think I read Redfish, Greenfish, Bluefish, the ABC book I read to my brother when he was born. He learned the ABCs on that book, but I don't know. So anyway, the How the Grinch Stole Christmas, I did not like that movie at all. Let me see any other movies. Mickey's Christmas Carol, That came out in the 80s. That made number 44. Now, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was a TV movie. This I remember growing up with. And I liked it, but I thought it was boring. That was created in 1964. Burl Ives was in it, and it was fantastically done. And I thought Rudolph was adorable, but again, kind of boring. Let me see. That's just my opinion. Giving you my opinion here. A Christmas Carol, fantastic story. They say the one from the 1950s comes in 1952. A Charlie Brown Christmas. I thought that was boring. I wasn't a big Charlie Brown fan. I thought Woodstock and Snoopy were fine. I liked them. But A Charlie Brown Christmas was boring. That's just me. And I loved Christmas. I just, some of those are, you know, Little Drummer Boy that came out in the 60s. That came in number 61. There's a Lego Star Wars holiday special. That's interesting. Frosty the Snowman I liked. Frosty the Snowman, I liked that. That was fun. It had good music. That was made in 1969. That I liked. That came in as number 64. I'm looking for National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I saw it for the first time, and it was good. I don't think it's the Christmas movie of the year, but I thought they did a good job. I liked the vacation movies and the vacation series. I watched them all except the Christmas one because I was in school at the time. But I saw that was pretty good. Scrooged came in number 72. I don't know any other good movies. I just don't know where Home Alone. Okay, Home Alone came in number 80. Interesting how a lot of people didn't like that one for a Christmas movie. I thought it was fantastic. And so I'll still watch that. Miracle on 34th Street, the 1994 version, came in at number 87. Dr. Seuss's The Grinch, a new one, that came in at 89. Polar Express, I thought was fantastic. That was the Tom Hanks movie. I thought that was very beautifully done, but that only came in number 92. The Santa Claus 2 came in at 93. I don't really recognize a lot of these other movies. Well, that's a big thing. Everybody's trying to make the next big holiday movie or the next big holiday song. And I'm a fan. I love Christmas music. I listen in my neck of the woods to the station that plays Christmas music all the time. But sometimes I think people are forcing it. You could have a fantastic story. That's why I think I love Die Hard. You have a fantastic story, and it happens around Christmas. You know, Lethal Weapon happened around Christmas. Lethal Weapon took place around Christmas time. That could have been a Christmas story, too. Could have been. So, anyway, my choice. My favorite movie, but I will see Miracle on 34th Street. I need to figure that out. I need to take. By the way, I changed from DirecTV to local. I have the type of TV now where you can't talk into your remote, where you could say, you know, you could. I had a remote where you could speak into it, and it'll come up with the movie, and then tell you when it's going to play. We changed that for some reason. I don't know if we went from Dish to DirecTV, so I can't do it. I actually have to type it in. I'm so lazy. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So medical debt is an issue, and it's growing. And medical debt is something we talk about on the show because I see both sides. I, being a doctor, trying to pay my staff, trying to pay the rent, when a patient would see me for free and not pay their bill, and it wasn't an unreasonable bill, sucked. And people coming in repeatedly, not paying, eventually I had to close down. Couldn't keep my office open during Obamacare with high deductibles, people not paying their what their insurance claimed was their responsibility, whether it was $20, $14, $100. And eventually, if the money's not coming in, no more doctor. Can't do it. when people would pretend that they would pay just to get in and see, and, you know, and they would, I would see them getting their nails done. I would see them in a fancy car. Yeah. Our office would go to our billers. The billers would bill them after 90 days, 180 days, send them to collections. Collections has a couple options. One is they reach out and say, hey guys, you didn't pay a bill. Maybe you aren't aware of the bill. I mean, I've had accidentally collections call. I go, where did you send the bill to? It was the wrong address. This is my address. I'll pay it. Right? Sometimes people are like, I'm not paying. Do your worst. Well, when you use products at the doctor's office and use time and use labor and it costs money, some of these collection companies will then find other means to collect. And it might include wage garnishment. It might include credit, saying, look, you know, this is now a credit risk. And so this is something that has plagued many people. The average person, though, that would say, look, I want to pay. Can I do $5? I'll pay you $5 a month. Usually those people, depending on the doctor's office, because doctors are really, we don't like to get involved with the money. We don't like to force people to pay. You know, as long as we can keep our lights on, it's one thing. But usually people who are trying and being honest, most doctors are pretty forgiving and they work with you. But now that you don't have the average neighborhood doc, and these are companies and corporations, they don't know who you are. They, you know, if you don't pay, that's it. You're done. You can't ever come back there. Can't come back to that facility. And you can't. You have to make good. So, during COVID, a lot of doctors had said, now I wiped off my debt. I didn't collect any more when I left because one is it was during Obamacare, it was a Great Recession, and you couldn't collect. I didn't make a big thing about it. I didn't go into the news. Like, you know what? There are hundreds of thousands of dollars that people owe our medical practice. I'm done. Let Obama find new doctors. I'm done working for free. I got another job. I can't mortgage my house anymore to pay for my staff. The business model to run a medical office isn't there anymore. I'm out. Killed me to do that because I really love my patients, but that's why I do telemedicine. I work for a company. Well, during COVID, nobody was paying their bills and nobody cared about their credit. Everybody had bad credit. So these hospitals and these doctor's offices really got hit hard. What saved many hospitals was the COVID funding. Because many people were coming into the hospital, and as long as it was COVID-related, the government would reimburse. But now things are changing. And so we're being told by WFAE that there are hundreds of U.S. hospitals that are maintaining policies to aggressively pursue patients for unpaid bills. They are using lawsuits. They are selling patient accounts to debt buyers and reporting patients to credit rating agencies. These are common collection tactics. I don't think they're being mean. This is what happens when somebody has a bill and they don't pay it. Doesn't have anything to do with intent. You know, they might be trying to feed their family. They might be, and usually most hospitals have ways to make it work or a sliding scale or options. But the average person that doesn't pay their bill is giving these companies the middle finger. And so now that we're out of the eviction moratorium and things like that, these companies are like, we need our money. You owe us. It's time for you to pay. The only one who's not doing that is the Biden administration when it comes to student loan debt. But because of what's happening with student loan debt, many people are on the sidelines going, Biden might write off our medical debt. Don't pay it. Don't pay it. Hold off. Yeah, but we got a bill in the hospital we haven't paid, and they took care of you, and don't pay it. It might get written off by Biden. Now, there's no plan for that. But once we see that there's this, if paying off student debt or part of it starts to become, you know, does take hold and I guess goes through the court system, then what's next? Will our cars be paid off? Will our mortgages be paid off? Well, medical debt? There's been some senators and congressmen saying we need to write off all medical debt. So who pays it? Now, these colleges have plenty of money. And these colleges, I'm thinking, if you want to write off student debt, have the colleges pay. But these hospitals are a different story. Many of these hospitals are barely keeping their doors open. I don't lie to you guys. I didn't leave my office because I thought that I could do something better. I never wanted to leave my office. I loved taking care of my patients. It wasn't financially reasonable because people weren't paying their bills. And Obamacare caused people to have higher bills because of the before insurance companies would pay for everything, and patients only had to pay a $5 copay. Some of my patients, I remember in the early 2000s, only had a $2 copay. But once you have a high deductible, now you need to pay the $40 towards a visit. Or you now need to pay the $100. I couldn't do it. I'm not going to lie to you. So there's only so much you could do. I wanted to post on Facebook. My bank account was zero. I had no money in the bank. And I'm a physician. My husband's a chiropractor. This was, I think, 2014, in the middle of the recession, which now the history books are saying it ended in 2009. Trust me, it didn't. 2014, because I had to pay my staff, and I would never not pay my staff, and I could not take salary for months because patients and insurance company, insurance said, sorry, patient has a deductible. We give you zero, you bill the patient. Patients weren't paying. You just can't operate like that. So I left. So I get it. There's doctors out there saying, I'm out. There's medical centers saying, I'm out. There's hospitals that are barely holding on. Well, the only way to hold on is to make sure that the money comes in. Now, there are some places that are bathing in dollars. But there's a lot of them that aren't. So now there's this big debate on, well, what should be done in terms of collecting medical debt. Well, that's a pickle, because we want to fight cancer. We want to deliver the premature baby, protect that baby, help that baby. How many premature babies are out there and about and doing well and now adults? Because these hospitals did their best to save them. That's going to cost. Who pays for that? The insurance companies can't keep paying for that. That's a lot of money. What was that one cancer medication where we take a piece of the tumor, then we make a specific vaccine, and then we teach the body how to fight the tumor? It's fantastic. I would love to have that. But apparently it's, what, $10,000 a shot? Who pays for that? Because we could save lives, we are able to now do some of the most amazing things in medicine. The problem is it costs. And if people aren't paying, no one's going to be able to administer it. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE, don't go away.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.